There's a lot of history. There's a lot of nature, a lot of birds, a lot of different kind of birds.
Seth Avett forteller om North Carolina, der han og broren Scott vokste opp. Og musikken de lager som The Avett Brothers har sterke røtter I den amerikanske sørstaten. Don't push me out. Og når man tenker på roots og bluegrass-musikk fra sørstatene, så har det jo blitt lett å se for seg banjo-spilleren på terrassen.
Does that happen often?
It does happen, and it didn't exactly happen that way for us, although as soon as we started playing an instrument, like I started playing the banjo and Seth on the acoustic guitar and Bob on the stand-up bass, if there was a porch to play on, we would play on it, of course.
Ute på turné, langt hjemmefra, så brødrene glade for å ha hverandre.
In the beginning, we realized right off that there would be an element of safety to it, because you do look out for your family members, you look out for your brother.
If you had to choose, which one of you plays the big brother role?
I would say definitely Scott, who is the older brother. He's
the little brother, the little, I'm smaller.
Though. He's physically, he's the more compact brother. But he's growing up, like as children, Scott communicated a very protective mentality from very early on. But we have a mutual respect, but he's 4 years older than me, and there is an element of protection, older brother looking out for the younger brother kind of situation, for sure. We hear about the bickering between some brothers and about the fighting, and we will have disagreements, but for the most part, we get along very well, and all it does is help the cause.
I wonder which brother is better, which one our parents love the most.
Scott og Seth Avett ett av mange eksempler på brødre som spiller sammen I band. Everly Brothers, Allman Brothers, Gibb-brødrene I Bee Gees, Wilson-brødrene I Beach Boys, det en lang liste. Og ofte så går det ikke helt smertefritt for seg. Det vel Noel og Liam Gallagher I nyskilt Oasis et godt eksempel på. Så det jo litt merkelig at det så rosenrødt mellom Avett-brødrene. Kanskje bandets tredje medlem, Bob Crawford, kan si hvordan det egentlig står til.
I've caught one over the other's bed with the baseball bat several times while they were sleeping. But actually the truth is they're completely not like that at all. They're very caring brothers and very loving, and I would say best friends is probably the best way to describe their relationship. It's very unbrotherly. In that I've known a lot of brothers throughout my life, and they've always wanted to kill each other, and they've always had this very egotistical sibling rivalry, and it doesn't seem to exist at all between Scott and Seth, and that is the honest to God truth.
Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
Which one of you is the first person to call home when you're traveling like this?
Scott would be.
Really?
Yeah. We try to stay in touch with family as much as possible, but I think Scott calls more than I do. I certainly have talked to Mom sometimes, and she's like, "Well, I've talked to Scott, but I never talked to you." But it's true. It's true. I know that I need to be better about that, really, but. You know.
Last night I dreamt the whole night long. I woke with a head full of songs. I spent the whole day. I wrote them down, but it's a shame. Chorus was your name.